Wait, Bill Cole Roofing. We're at Acosta Simone. If you're tuning in, Chris Cormans here, sports editor of the Baltimore Banner. Let's go back
to your question about the Aussie thing. So just to be devil's advocate or whatever, like, so when you became aware of the situation, did you ask them anything?
No, because they would lie to me.
To them?
They would lie, so I witnessed it.
Right. So I guess if I'm trying to find a reason to be mad at you.
I just put a tweet out.
Yeah.
Ozzie Newsome left. His eyes were open. He was awake, alert. He was. I didn't make it.
If I'm them, and you tell me, right, or I see you, and we're trying to engage and have a...
But I have no relationship with Chad Steele to be able to go up to him and say, is that Ozzie? Is something going on with Ozzie? He would lie to me.
Okay.
So if you will lie... This is the quid pro quo, that if Don Mohler were sitting here and he had to, you know... The Stones are sitting there. So you can't lie to me. We lose relationship when that happens. Once that happens, once you start to lie to me on the regular, John Harbaugh, Chad Steele, Greg Bader, doesn't matter who you are, employees, wife, kids, once you lie to me on the regular,
I'm a journalist, and also
a sentient human being that thinks these things through.
I would like to offer an alternative universe where this is a productive relationship. So I understand that.
Well, there has to be trust. Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, is there any chance that, like, Ozzie's wife didn't know at that point? And if I said to you, Ness, look, you got to give me an hour. I'll text you. I got to talk to so-and-so. We got to get him to that. We got to see what's going on. Obviously, you've seen him. I know what you know. I get it. You know, hold it an hour, right? I mean, there's reasonable possibilities of why you would do something like that, you know? But the
journalist in me there in the moment is, why am I here if I'm not reporting this? And I know they're going to lie to me, and they threw me out of the locker room.
I understand.
Like, they literally cleaned out the locker room in a weird way.
Right.
That led me to believe, and I knew what was going on. I had three people tell me what was going on. I witnessed what was going
on. In a place where they are trying to control every message,
mm-hmm.
like, it leaves room for things to get handled poorly, right? Whereas a cooperative relationship might lead to better results. Same thing with the Tucker thing. Like, I'm not looking for them to completely dissect it, to get on the moral high ground. They're the football team.
Let's ask then.
I want them to say is, this is horrible. It's being investigated. He's not on our team anymore. Like, we're not going to talk about it any more than that. But, you know, here's what it was. Here's what we know. Here's what's happening. Moving on.
That's different than the Banner's full of shit and we're not letting them in anymore.
Totally.
And they're making things up.
Yeah, totally.
I did not make up the ambulance thing. It actually happened. It happened the way it happened. And if they want to come at me, they can't come at me and say, we don't trust Nestor. What, to what? Report the truth? So you want me to cover the truth up. So January 9th, you get this tip.
Right.
At what point do you, as the journalist, play the Bill Cole role of, well, let's call the source. Let's call Justin Tucker and ask him whether he actually did this or not, or his representative. Because this is what he's asking you to do as a journalist, right?
Right.
Because you're calling around the internet. By the way, Julie Sharper, if you want to hear her whole thing, at length, just put it up in Baltimore Positive, and you can sit for 45 minutes and hear the more esoteric parts that she went through, which was one led to another. There was a Facebook group. She went out and said they went to a massage Facebook group and said, has anybody massaged Ravens players that has anything they'd like to tell us? Like, literally, and it came out of the woodwork. This is during the period where they're still in the playoff hunt, right?
Yeah, they're in the playoffs.
Okay,
yeah,
so let's take back to January.
Yeah. We went to the Ravens. If I had a calendar in front of me, I'd be able to tell you the exact date. But once we talked to the women, you know, once we had talked to the women and corroborating sources and two of the spa, well, we talked to more than two spa owners, but two spa owners confirmed that they had stopped booking him. You know, they had banned him from using their facilities. So once we had that in a really good spot, right? I did not feel comfortable going to the Ravens, who are Justin Tucker's employer, and telling them many details early, right? You know, what if we decide that the women are not credible? What if, you know, what if the story doesn't go through? Now all of a sudden we've told Chad Steele, like, haha, we heard this, and we're not going to end up publishing it. So once we knew that we felt like the story was solid and we had talked it through with our lawyer and we had the good sourcing, we went to the Ravens. And I also went to Justin's agent, and my message was, we need to talk to Justin Tucker, right? Like, Justin Tucker is being accused of some things that he needs to hear, and he needs a chance to answer the accusers.
That, you know, is like, the journalistic responsibility, right, that he later, okay.
Right.
Go
so
ahead.
So we went, and I mean, what they will say, their criticism is that I gave the Ravens a pretty tight deadline. You know, I said, like, you have 24 hours or whatever. And they said, oh, that's not enough time. And I said, I'm just asking you to connect me with Justin. Like, you could just give me his cell phone number right now, and I will call him.
It the whole time. You should have asked me.
You could arrange a meeting. You know, we could meet with him, whatever. But I knew in the back of my head that he needed to hire a lawyer, right? Like, that's always where this was going to go, is that he needed to find a representative if he didn't have one already. And so I was, you know, I pressured the Ravens. I said, hey, like, we need to talk to Justin. Like, this needs to happen. And then I asked them two questions, like, did they know about it and did it violate their zero tolerance policy? And that was it, you know, and they never answered those questions. And we eventually were connected with Justin's lawyers. And so the process worked, but, you know, by my take, you know,
before, 3 days before you published in that week?
It took the lawyers, I think they wrote to us for the first time, like, Tuesday afternoon, and then
now
said,
what did they write to you? Didn't have the story to them. You just said,
no,
we know some stuff.
Yeah. And, okay. And they were, and, you know, the Ravens were asking, like, can you give us details? And I said, again, like, no, like, this is for Justin Tucker. This, like, these are allegations against your employee. Like, I don't want to tell his bosses what happened. Like, I just want to be connected.
Billy's a boss of people. You appreciate this, right?
Yeah, I mean, it makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
One clarifying question. So the pressure around the time, where does that come from? Just because you don't want the info to get stale. You want to get it out. You want to be first. You're like, where's your obligation, or where do you feel motivation from there?
I don't think we were under any. I don't think anyone else was after the story. We just wanted, you know, Justin to be able to, like, we wanted them to realize, like, hey, this is serious. Right. Like, we're not asking because we want to write about a change.
My sense is there has to be some sort of obligation. Like, you became aware of something. You did your homework. Now you know this to be pretty credible.
Right.
I need to communicate it to someone. And in your case, it's, you know, anyone that can read it. You've already communicated to the employer. You're attempting to communicate to the actual person.
Right.
So there's some moral obligation, like, in my heart, right?
We never would have written the story if we didn't hear from Justin. You know, not to say, like, we weren't going to let him not respond to us, right? We were going to get, he could have said no comment. But, you know, we had to find a way to talk to people around Justin Tucker.
His employer.
Yeah. And you know, and it is a very...
That isn't the bouncer of the Ravens, or even the president of the Ravens, or the head coach. That doesn't...
And
was not a part of the story, really.
And look, their strategy, which I get, is that they were trying to buy time, right? They were obfuscating. They were like, oh, well, you know, and then Justin hired a crisis PR
woman. Here's where trust comes in, Bill. I mean, everything that they do on the other side can't be trusted. And that wasn't true 30 years ago when you and I started to build a little radio thing here together. You know, like, it's the world's different in that way. I just want people to understand what you're going through just to report something.
Right.
It's a pretty awful thing that, you know, that went down here, you know?
Yeah. And so he hired a woman who, you know, it's her job to sort of slow play the story and give Justin time to figure out what he wants to do. And so I'm talking with her and she's asking for more details and she's saying, well, what about this? What about that? And, like, and, you know, I'm like, again, we don't need, if you're representing Justin Tucker, and the way I thought she was representing Rob Roche, his agent, at first, and then she finally said, well, Justin hired me. But again, like, I get it, right? That's the game. Like, we knew that that's how this would unfold. We have lawyers, we were consulting lawyers as well. You know, this is, so they worked through it. And, you know, I think what it really was is like, hey, can you send us the allegations? And so we wrote the allegations down so that they were very clear and Justin could really understand what was being said. And we sent that document to the lawyers and they sent us back another letter and Frankly, Justin did not have anything to say about any of the allegations. You know, we went piece by piece by piece, and what supposedly happened, what the women said happened, and the lawyer just didn't respond.
I just think the only thing that was said was an attack on the journalists and who did the story, and I thought that's a different way to go about this, other than I'm innocent and I'll prove it. You know what I mean? Right. Not those dirty journalists. And that's where the fake news and the Trumpism and the last 10 years of the world just denies all of this. But then after you write the first piece, it was a whole wave of other women that came forward.
And I ask, sure. So
that's why you're here.
When you go to him, how would it have gone differently if the response you got was, those are serious misrepresentations of what actually happened, I deny all of that, you know, you need to hear my side of the story, just from that.
Right.
Like, if that's what they said, how does your process change?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's essentially what he said overall, right? And then we said, hey, can we dig in? Like, can you help us understand? Like, you went to Oja Spa in this month, saw this therapist. You want to explain to it, like, your memories? And he essentially declined. You know, he just did not get into the...
So that makes sense. So they come back...
The first question you asked Justin, how is it that you wound up at 16 different places, or 28 different places getting massage? Like, that's not even normal.
Well, again, I didn't need to read the story. I made my decision on the headline. I already know. Like, I'm just assuming.
I'm just,
who writes
I'm
that
just telling you
if
how
they
many
didn't
people
do their homework,
come up
right?
to me like, who didn't read the story, who are asking, hey, Nasty, is it true?
Yeah,
they want me to play, sure. like, to play, the, like, I'm the judge or the jury. And I would always say, always, read the story.
Right.
Read the story and decide for yourself.
Subscribe and read.
There you go.
And not to undermine that concept, because they should subscribe and read. I agree. But, like, where's the motivation to do that?
To know the truth.
No.
Now, you want to talk to me about it without knowing anything
why
about
would
it.
Somebody,
and you want me in 30 seconds
why
to
would
tell
somebody,
you about 16 women that it took them 10,000 right. words, Lord knows how many lawyers.
Yeah. I know. Why would someone write a hit piece on Justin Tucker? He's at the prior to this, he's questionably Cal Ripken, right? Like, I mean, he's right below Cal Ripken and Ray Lewis. He's like in that next group, maybe pushing that group, right? If none of this ever goes down. So why would anybody do that, right? As a hit piece. So that didn't, you know, like, there was no concern on my part. Like, this is just more typical NFL player activity. Like, I honestly, the owner of one of the other teams has the same problem.
True.
like, I don't know. Maybe they talk about it at orientation. Make sure you go to these places.
Maybe the Ravens even brought their massage in-house.
Right. Here's how you handle this. I don't know. You know, I mean, it's just, I get it. But,
so from the league perspective, you're right.
Yeah.
One story, two story, three. 16 is the number. As predicted by me, they were going to cut him and go the other way and run the other way and blame football and do all of that. They're still pretending it was a football decision. And they have their cover on all that with Loop and all of that. What happened in the aftermath of all of this? Like, in regard to your reporting? Because it feels, I don't say anticlimactic now that I'm sitting with you and that I had Julie on 5-6 months ago, April, March, whenever it was. You wrote these three stories. They ran, the league ran, the NFL came in and said, we're going to invest, and then we're going to... Yeah.
Well, I mean,
how about kickoffs next week? And that's kind of how it went down, right?
But they did suspend him for 10 games, and they used, I mean, very crucially, what I think was most validating for our investigative process is that they came in and they basically repeated what we did. You know, we know because we're in touch with the women. So their investigators came in, they found our reporting very credible, and then the NFL suspended him 10 games, which is more than the baseline, right? And so they used, in the aftermath of Deshaun Watson, the NFL made a new rule that if there was basically a pattern of predatory behavior, that they could go more than 6 games. And so
this wasn't a one-off mistake.
Right. It's not a misunderstanding. It's not that this...
Punching your wife once in a glass elevator and lying about it for 6 months.
Right.
That sort of thing.
Yeah. So they used that and found that there was, you know, that level, and they escalated it. And so I think, you know, like,
if there is such a thing as guilty in the court of public opinion,
right,
he's guilty in the eyes of his employer after
right, and they, you know, and he, what he said, and which some other reporters have carried water on, is that, oh, he just wanted to, he didn't want to carry out, he didn't want the process to keep going. He wanted to be able to have a chance to come back. What actually happens if he had appealed is that he does a trial, and the results of that trial become public. And then the NFL can basically put things on the record.
Okay,
what they
so
found.
Say that again. Whoa.
Well, the NFL's not going to let that happen either.
No, they it's CBA mandated.
Sure, but I'm saying nobody in that
let's
game,
say this again. Nobody I don't know wants that I've that. Heard nobody this wants before. That if Justin well, Tucker wanted to prove his innocence, he could have said, I'm not taking that 10-game suspension.
Correct.
I am as innocent, and those muckraker, awful journalistic right. tabloid, awful people, I'm right. Money, money, money. I'm Justin Tucker. I'm going to get my name clean.
Right.
Right? He and had there, the opportunity would have been to
a,
do that.
There would have been a private, you know, I think, I'm forgetting her name. She's a New Jersey, former
yeah,
New Jersey state
yeah.
judge, Sue
yeah.
L. Miller, I think.
Yeah.
And but she did this for Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson took it this far. So there is a document.
The NFL brought in a suit. She was involved in, like, child trafficking, prosecution.
Yeah, yeah.
She was
she's,
a serious
she's
lawyer.
Legit.
Yeah, she's legit.
So, and there's a 16-page document out there from Deshaun Watson, and that's, you know, and it basically says, like, this is what we found, and we found the women to be credible. So that document would have been produced for Justin
Tucker.
So
that was not produced.
No, right. It only happens
okay.
if you appeal, and then and it's CBA mandated the appellate process, right? Like what you go through, and then that document gets created. So Justin,
so you want
to
prove your innocence? The whole world will see that, right? Correct.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or your guilt, or whatever it is. Right.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right. So so that, you know, there may be some truth to the fact that he just thinks that he'll get a job later this year. I right. tend to think he might, too.
Oh, I think he'll kick again.
Yeah.
We're all in agreement on that, right, Billy?
The part of the story that I need to follow up on is, like, where are the civil suits or any of that kind of stuff?
No civil suits. I mean, there's nothing. There's basically the statute
right.
ran out. So,
every lawyer told me there'd be no money for these women.
Right.
There's no glory. There's
so
no
he
money.
Doesn't
there's
need
no...
to. My question would be motivation for the money. But if he's not, you know, paying
these women
out
that talked
all
to Julie
stuff,
were motivated
like,
by having their truth told. They were not.
Yeah, and just and making it clear.
No
that
lawyer ever said you're going to get a bag of cash out of this.
I wasn't implying that. You asked me whether he's going to kick. In
but a
my
lot
head,
of people have.
Sure, 100%.
I mean,
it's a natural.
Right, these women wait
yeah,
on each other. You're
yeah,
gold
sure.
digging. You're looking
sure.
for money.
Right,
yeah, well,
sure.
I mean, I walk the streets of the city and I smell the ignorance on this topic. But the love of the Ravens and the love of the team
right.
and the love of Justin Tucker and the love of Royal Farms Chicken and the love of all that. But nobody even wanted to take 25 minutes to read three stories. And then the outcome of all of this is 4 months after they cut him, we're here, we're kicking off in Buffalo soon, if you haven't heard. And this thing has been washed over, covered over. Tucker has his money. These women got nothing. They didn't even, they kept their anonymity.
Yeah.
Got your clicks and your little publication and the paywall and all that. And Tucker can come back and kick in week 11, and there is no trial. There's no right. Hey, like all he has to do is face the media in Green Bay as their December kicker or wherever
right,
he'll
right,
be. Right?
Right.
That he will get a job and it'll just be, and that's it. And they could bring him in and Ring of Honor him, which they will do. Right.
Seems likely.
And it'll be like
but,
this never happened.
To your point, the women do feel like, I mean, some of them thought that the punishment was not enough, but some of them also felt like, hey, this is like, we wanted people to know that it's right. not okay to do this, that you know, we don't want this to happen to other women, you know, so we want a public spotlight on, and could it have been a more public spotlight? Probably. But as I
that's
said,
why
it was,
I
it
want
was the
you
most
doing the journalism
read.
And I want your lawyers on it, and I need the banner to be successful, and you should probably subscribe and support this, because you know, journalism dies in darkness, right? And in the light is where we all like to live. And I'm blown away. And I had our senator on, Chris Van Hollen, 10 days ago, talking about journalism and being the most difficult job in the world, the most dangerous job in the world and all of that. This is just the kicker on the team being potentially a serial predator over the course of a decade, and these women having to bite the rope, shut up, not tell anybody. Their bosses told them, hey, man, we can't get into it with the Ravens. I'm not, you know, we have 10 other guys from there to come in here to get mis-. Like, there's just all of that, how big and bad the Ravens are. And if you go down the road to that scumbag down in D.C., who ran that football team in a very similar fashion forever and ever and ever, and they could not get him. Only Jimmy Irsay was the one to stand up, the late, great Jimmy Irsay, to say, that's unacceptable, and we're going to find that unacceptable if that's what he's doing to his cheerleaders and to the women that work for him in executive roles. So that went on down there. This is to your point, as a fan, you're like, you can tell me anything after Deshaun Watson, right?
Oh, it was before Deshaun. What was it was like Ray Carruth for me, I think. That was the one that locked it. I don't know. I not to take it too high up a level, but like the deterioration of sort of our institutions and our inability to find credibility in any of the information. This is just another example.
The Russians coming in, dude. Just,
it's not. Yeah. It's every aspect.
Flood the zone
of
with bullshit.
Society. Yeah, COVID just accelerated all that because now no one is, you know, in person with other people. They're only reading information off their telephones or whatever.
The amazing thing, though, in our world now is every Monday, the Monday after the Ravens Bills game, there will be John Harbaugh's. The Buffalo Bills fans will get a hold of it, AI it, and turn his press conference into something it wasn't. And if you are a dumbass and you can't see lips that move wrong and can't really, you have to become an AI identifier. I had to do this for certain relatives of mine that when they were doing the Russian Republic Times in 2015 that was coming onto my timeline, that was me written in Russian code, and I love Mr. Trump. Miss Hillary, bad. She eat pizza with bad people. And I would see this stuff, and I would say to my, you know, relatives who fought in Vietnam, like, you do know this is an American, right? Like, this is very, this is an obvious tell. The AI part of baking
stuff
scary.
Up it's now. It's scary, man.
I mean, you could bake up a video of Ray Rice punching his wife in a glass elevator and say it's real if it was fake. I don't even know where that is, but we're into a different place here where disbelief of truth and of 16 women and of real journalism, there's a whole group out there that still really want to believe Justin Tucker and are going to sit in that stadium 2 weeks from now, and because they didn't read it, they don't know to read it, they don't know if it's credible or not, still think, let's cheer him when he comes back for the Ring of Honor because he got a raw deal, right? That's going to live forever. That's just the way it's going to be, I think.
But the challenge for me is where I like admitted earlier that I take my morals and stick them in a bag and put them in the closet, so it allows me to keep rooting for the team. So to try and make me feel better about that, like, doesn't everybody have a bad egg? Or, isn't there, like, these – does that mean that you have to
– Yeah, I guess maybe the question is how does a team supposed to react, you know, during this? I mean, Art Modell helped fund Ray Lewis's lawyer and went on his behalf. And, you know, we're in a different era where those relationships are – that Steve Bisciotti didn't want to stand in front of Ray Rice. He doesn't want to stand in front of the media now since Ray Rice to even answer these questions at the top of the top. Accountability is now optional. Whether you're Mark Andrews, whether you're Mike Elias, whether you're David Rubenstein, accountability is completely optional.
It's literally the same thing I just said. Oh, man, I'm so happy I bought the Ravens. I'm the owner of the Ravens. This is the greatest thing ever. Except it's not when you have to then take your morals, put them in a plastic bag, and put them in the closet, because these are the players that you're employing. And you don't know for sure, right, on draft day or, you know, the third year in, whether the guy's going to fall off the deep end or make some bad choices. I mean, they're 21-year-old kids, right? Some percentage of them are guaranteed to make a stupid decision.
Well, this guy got thrown out of Virginia for, assaulting a woman. He did it twice. Let's draft him in the second round. He's a good.
He's got a 4.24.
I mean, but this is what this is the. We're laughing about it, but you're all cheering for.
But that's
him,
the owner. That's what I'm saying. Even the owner doesn't want to stand in front of him, because he has to swallow that same thing. right? He has to swallow that same thing. There's like, I shouldn't tolerate this. If I don't tolerate this, we're going to lose. Then all of a sudden, I'm going to lose money, and the fans don't want us to lose, and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like,
can I ask you a question? Chris Corbin's here from the Banner, Bill Cole. I have managed people, all right? So I've had lawsuits. I've had police at my door. I've had...
Who were you managing?
It was sports related, you know.
I had sponsors come to me and say, did you hear what blah, 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 blah said? Or worse yet, somebody told me you said blank. This is in the era where we just did live radio and there's not like AI evidence of all of this. Back in the Hump and Howie days of covering the Orioles. Back in the Critics' Choice DJ days. So I guess what's the worst thing anybody's ever accused an employee of yours of doing? And the minute you knew that this person pissed off somebody's roof into a flower plant, you fired his ass or her ass. Because I had to take some people into the basement and fire them for making black jokes on my air.
Right.
You're fired, dude. There's not going to be. I heard it on the way down Hart Road. Your ass is out of here. And they were welcomed at 105.7 The Fan. But I'm saying, and I didn't go to the paper and say I fired that person for saying stupid stuff on the radio, but I had to do that. I had to do that, right? Like, there is a point where, like, I couldn't tolerate it. I didn't want to tolerate it. I ran an animal house here for years doing sports radio, let alone what people could call and get away with saying through a seven-second delay. You know, or what they say on Twitter boards now, or what they say on Reddit or whatever. Just in a general sense, when you employ people and you employed reporters who came to you and said, Justin Tucker could be a predator. We got a story. We better make sure it's true, dude. You know what I mean? That's part of built into you, and it was built into me by John Stedman and Bob Paston and Jack Gibbons and anyone that ever employed me, is that, like, that is... It's probably why you and Howard, even though you hate me half the time, you love me, is because you know I'm not going to lie to you. And my whole background is backing up guys like this on what is true and what's not. So as an employer, bad things happen with employees. They do. And you have to do something about it.
They do, and you have to, you know, have a very clear understanding of what you tolerate, what you don't, what's immediate.
Either way, you're accountable. Yeah. Your name's on the sign.
Correct. The trick is to make everyone else accountable as well. Right, so we don't have a guy peeing off the side of a roof because the other 14 guys that are with him
won't let that happen.
Won't allow that to happen. So, and that doesn't happen overnight, right? Like that.
But did
that,
it ever happen in your 30 years? You've seen.
Oh, there's been plenty of crazy stuff. I mean, we're commercial roofers, guys. Right. Like, no one raises their hand coming out of high school and is like, I want to be a commercial roofer. Like, that isn't how it works, right? We're a second chance employer, a third chance employer. I mean, we have to put people to work. We give them opportunities
really
to try and rebuild their lives. Like that's what we do. But we surround them with other guys who have been there, right? This guy got out of jail 10 years ago.
But
right?
My point is accountability. If somebody does piss off a roof, you got to stand up to whoever the company is when there's video of the guy pissing off the roof in front of the Cole roofing sign and say, pissed on the roof.
We do pretty extensive onboarding, but I cannot list all of the scenarios where you need to make a good decision in. I rely on everybody else on the team to be telling those stories,
of course.
Be monitoring everybody.
All I'm asking for is the guy who owns a $1 billion football team and a guy who's got $100 million in the bank who's supposed to be a leader and a man of God, and the people around there who take tens of millions of dollars from the community, to just be accountable that if their kicker is doing this stuff, they would stand on the side of the women.
Right.
That's all I'm asking. That if they know it to be true, and you know it to be true that the guy pissed off the roof, you'd at least say, that's wrong, we shouldn't do that, my name's on it, bad thing to happen. Not if you're a billionaire, run off your golf course and try to intimidate me at an owner's meeting while you send other bullies down the hallway to try to make sure the next time this story happens, those Banner guys will think twice before they report something. Like, that's an insane proposition.
I think
if you want accountability from any level of anything in this world. I mean,
totally
really,
fair
really.
Position. I think it's a totally fair position. I will leave room, right, and will never get it to understand why he feels like he doesn't have to do that, because I would just want to hear that. Tell me why this is okay, because I'm with you 100%, and I don't want you to come in and against the Bills or our first home game, it's the, you know, support the women, you know, fund that they started.
Oh,
I,
you know,
I don't
that's
want, I don't want that. I want him to stand there and say, this is unacceptable. Here's the steps we took. You know, I apologize. We didn't know, blah, blah, blah. You know, whatever. Whatever.
We brought massage in-house in 2016, right, but we didn't know anything about it.
Whatever it is. I think, whatever it is, I think your position is very fair to state.
Accountability.
I leave room for them to tell us one day why they don't feel obligated to do that. Maybe there's something that we don't know. Maybe we, I don't know. I'll just leave room for it. I don't think there's likely a good reason, but it's okay. I'll leave room for it.
Curiosity's good. I mean, right. You know, wondering why. Yeah. I think all, you know, all of them, right? Like Justin himself. Like, what if Justin Tucker had just come out and said, yeah, you know, I made these, you know, what are mistakes, and I was an idiot.
I was young and dumb.
I thought I could get away.
And
with
I'm going to be
wanted.
The one stroking the check, not just to these women and their foundation, but I'm going to come right because I got $70 million.
He can totally use the same story that every one of us will buy. When you are elite and you grow up in the world, you are not held accountable. All of a sudden, you find yourself 23 years old, millions of dollars in your pocket, and no one's ever held you accountable to anything in your whole life.
Right. So I thought he has a very privileged background, too.
I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. I didn't know that about him.
Oh, yeah. His dad's a heart surgeon.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like, why he ended up in opera.
One of the preeminent heart
surgeons.
Yeah,
I didn't know that part of his story.
In Texas. Yeah,
I mean, I've spent time with him. I thought he was an arrogant dick, but I didn't know why. I thought it's because he could kick.
Yeah, I don't know.
I never thought he was a good guy.
I feel like that used to be the plan, too.
He was never my
guy. Was like, just apologize day one. Like, that's the fastest way to recover.
Every lawyer I talked to in the aftermath.
Most PR experts.
Before you were even to 16, when it got to 7, by the time it got to 16, I'm on the phone with my real consigliere, real attorneys, buddies of mine, and they're all like, I would have gotten a hold of him the first day and just said, I'm dumb. I want to meet these women privately. I want to apologize to them. I want to apologize to my wife. I'm going to do this and that. I'm going to rehab. I'm going to go to the counseling. I'm going to, whatever. Yeah. And he'd be kicking for the Ravens on Monday night.
I don't know about that. But
you've seen Tyler Loop, right? Tyler Loop kicks hard. He's not 36.
Spoken like the sports editor of the Ballpark. Right. I love that.
The leg is young and fresh on Tyler Loop. So.
I can't imagine the emotional scars that he's walking around with, right? Because he didn't have that moment of clarity and stand in front of everyone and confess your sins, and you know what I mean.
Well,
and just allow this to get.
I mean, that's
he's gonna have to do
up,
something, right?
Right. At some point, you have to come out and
I don't know
talk to somebody about something, right?
So
it seems like he'll just deny. I mean, it seems that's where he's
that's
going to
be the easiest thing for him right now.
Yeah.
Man, don't you believe just in the world that leads to like a sooner grave, like to carry that?
Now you have to leave. Do you have to leave? Where are you guys? Because I want to do a little baseball. We can do that right now. Just a little bit.
Sure.
Just
I can say a little bit longer. I got to write a newsletter.
Bill Coleman's here, and Chris Corman's here from the Baltimore Banner. Bill Coleman, Cole Roofing. Howard Scherr is going to sit in. I got people. John Eisenberg coming by.